Unlike every other approach available, we are using the brain's existing wiring to our benefit. And when the change occurs, it could be a night and day difference. Just one real-world example from hundreds is a lady who came to see me named Catherine. Catherine, not her real name, is a retired executive who came to see me after seeing a video I did about a small portion of one of the following chapters. We sat together one afternoon and evening for about 5 hours without a single break. It was intense. But at the end of that 5 hours, she had most of what you and I will discuss over the next number of chapters. The reason Catherine felt so compelled to come see me was because she was struggling with a number of issues that were sucking the happiness out of her life. A couple of the largest issues were connected with her family relationships. She and her immediate family were not getting along, which caused her not to be able to see her grandchildren very often, even though they lived just a few blocks away. In general, she'd been plagued by a pattern of negative thoughts in her mind about, well, it sounded like just about everything. She was not a happy person. She didn't like this or that about some decisions that her children made regarding her grandchildren. She was upset about her neighbors on one side. Her unruly dog was even pissing her off during their regular walks. In summation, and I can only say this because this isn't the case anymore, her mind was a mess, and it was ruining her life. After we spoke that one afternoon and evening, I didn't hear anything from Catherine for about 2 weeks. But then she sent an email and asked if we could talk on the phone. It clicked, she told me. I'd taken the dog on a walk down to the police station to ask a quick question, and as I was focusing on whatever I was upset about, the dog suddenly lunged at one of the officers and started barking and pulling. Put the officer on his heels a bit while I was trying to control the dog, and that's when it all just stopped. I saw it all in slow motion. I saw what was going on with the dog, I saw what was going on in the police officer's mind in reacting to the dog, and I saw my negative reaction to the whole ugly scene in real time as my reaction was happening in my mind. He broke down the details for me, which were accurate from my best assessment not having been there. It seems she certainly understood the workings of her own mind at that point. And then she said this, "Nothing has been the same since that moment." I asked her what she meant by that. She replied, "I see it. I see my mind and what was causing all my anger, and nothing has bothered me since." You could hear it in her voice over the phone that she was a changed woman. But did that change last over time? To answer that question, we fast forward to over 2 years later. Catherine's life has been completely transformed. Her mindset has totally changed. The issues that she'd previously experienced with her immediate family are now gone. She now gets to see her grandkids multiple times a week, and it's a pleasure for the family when grandma's around. Her neighbors no longer annoy her. Thoughts no longer have a negative spin. Her Facebook posts are filled with nothing but love and inspiration, and she's regularly posting links to cool stuff associated with the positive side of life. And to top it all off, she now spends every Saturday morning at the local farmer's market, rain or shine, with a free hugs sign, handing out warm embraces to anyone who wants one. I shit you not. She's so happy it annoys people. So the change seems both dramatic and permanent. It's been over 2 years since her metamorphosis, and counting. Now this is just one story of dozens of amazing transformations that have occurred when people learned how to see their mind operating in real time and take control of it. And it's one of the hundreds of stories that also tell a milder general improvements in people's lives regarding increases in their levels of overall happiness using these same methods. Even before sending this book off to the editor, I received a text message from someone who I'd sent early chapters to, and this is quoted from my iPhone. Quote, "Because of what I learned from you, Sean, I have just signed a lease on opening my first business without a shred of fear. My mindset has transformed, and I truly attribute your nudge for pushing me over the edge." End quote. I replied to him with additional advice that what he learned from this book will help him recover faster from potential business setbacks and give him the tools to more effectively interact with his future team members and customers. He then replied back to that, quote, "Recovery time is the biggest thing I've really noticed a change in. Things that used to eat at me are now just fading thoughts. I wouldn't be in this position without that ability. I feel like I have an advantage in every interaction. You did an amazing job in illustrating that lesson for me." End quote. Now, as diverse as those two real-life examples are, don't worry. You don't have to be someone who winds up holding a free hug sign at your local farmer's market, and you don't have to open your own business. You can choose to use this new science exactly the way you wish. From newbie to master, you can take what you learn here to control your mind and improve your happiness game as much or as little as you want.